Footy is back and we are loving life. And who better to get all of the goss from than the one and only legendary sports commentator, Andy Raymond, host of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, one of my favourite podcasts. He's got all the big guns on there. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, good morning.
Now,
what a wonderful morning on the Sunshine Coast, especially if you're a Parramatta fan. Two wonderful things happened to me last
That's
night.
That's why my mum's very happy this morning. That's why she's texted me smiley faces. Did you see it last night? I said, yeah, I saw people swimming on the TV. That was about it.
It was like that, wasn't it? It was monsoon, or what they're going through in Sydney at the moment is as extreme as I think a lot of people have ever seen. The quality of the game last night, it was excellent. You know, the ball control was good. The mistakes were minimal. It was close. It was theatre. It was all good things sport, and probably our first real upset of the season.
Well, that's right. I mean, the tipsters were sort of saying Storm by about 8. I think the Eels were paying $2.80, Storm $1.44. So certainly the punters weren't expecting Eels to win.
No, and I'm an Eels tragic, but I didn't think, based on last week's performances, I didn't think they'd be good enough for Melbourne. And Melbourne weren't bad in any way, shape or form. Sure, there's areas to improve, but Melbourne were good, Parra were better, and a really good way to carry the momentum from round one into round two, because it's a couple of huge days ahead of footy.
Mm. Well, now, here's a real question. This will give us some insight as to you, Andy, as well. I mean, did you tip the Eels or did you tip Storm?
No.
So you tipped against them.
I've got this theory that if I'm a little bit concerned about my beloved Eels, if I just tip the other side, not bad, but if I just tip the other side, then one way I'm going to be happy.
Right.
Yeah,
reverse logic.
That's glass half empty-ish.
Because there's plenty of tragics who cannot tip against their team.
Yeah, no, I'm not one of them.
Okay.
Why are the experts saying this game was almost like a grand final? Was the intensity that much for a game so early in the season?
Yeah, it was. Intensity was unbelievable, and it was a real bash-up. There's going to be a lot of boys wearing a lot of bruises this morning. When the conditions are like that, they don't throw it around as much, and they keep it pretty simple. But last night, extremely physical. The big blokes ripped into each other, and I dare say it was ice baths and recovery in the pool this morning just to try and get some of the knots and bumps and bruises out of those bodies.
Well, I tell you what, they were pumped up about it, weren't they? Because, I mean, Munster, who copped an absolute gobful? Was it Munster that copped it or he gave it?
Yeah, no, Munster gave it to Brandon Smith.
That's right.
It is, in the heat of the moment, something that happens every single game with every single club. So I'm suggesting no one read too much into it. There certainly wouldn't be any tension between Cameron Munster and Brandon Smith. It just happens. It's why they're professionals and why they're perfectionists. They don't accept anything less.
Get on with it, don't you? And I mean,
you do. You let your teammate know that what's happening at the moment isn't good enough.
Yep.
And you get on with it. It would have been forgotten 2 seconds after it.
Exactly. That's sport, and it's always going to take a bit of time, you know, off the back of Cam Smith retiring.
That's
right.
Right.
Let's roll through these teams. Who are you backing Warriors Knights tonight?
Okay, I've got the Warriors on the back of their performance last week. I loved what I saw, and I think this is potentially the game of the round as well. Again, the conditions could play a part. Then it's the big one. It's the Gold Coast Titans and the Brisbane Broncos, the battle of South East Queensland. I'm going to go the Titans.
Yep.
I saw enough in them last week to suggest they'll do it. It's a good Super Saturday, but to be honest, the first two games should be pretty easy. I'm tipping Penrith over the Bulldogs. I'm tipping South Sydney over Manly. And I'm actually tipping St George Illawarra to beat North Queensland with no Jason.
Really?
Okay.
Can I ask a question too, Andy? There's a rumour going around Broncos are trying to steal someone. Can you clarify what's going on there?
It's not me.
That's the right answer.
I also strenuously deny a report that I heard that I hooked up with Elle McPherson. I deny that.
Yeah, to keep denying.
They're trying to get Annie
keep
on the
team. Keep denying and we'll keep, we would be in disbelief anyway. I don't think that one's got legs. I know your lovely wife, Terry. Tigers, Roosters?
Roosters, and then to finish off, I'm saying the Raiders over the Sharks. So no real surprises there, maybe apart from the Dragons. But looking forward to another cracking weekend. Looking forward to the secret sound as well, I must admit.
What do you think it is? Now, listen, you better not guess it because we can't give you the
dough. I'm going to keep a mouth shut here because either way, people will be calling rort.
So. Oh, that's right. Well, because, and let's face it, I mean, no doubt you know it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it.
$530 worth this morning, Eddie. I'm sure you could use that.
Exactamundo. Now, before we let you go, what's happening on your podcast? Raymond Unfiltered.
I'm Andy Raymond Unfiltered, available on all podcast apps this week. An episode just out with 8 superstars of the game, including AJ Brimson, Jaden Brayley, Regan Campbell-Gillard, our very own Chris Flannery and Tyson Frizzell. That's out now on Andy Raymond Unfiltered.
Game on.
Good on you, Andy. Thank you so much, mate.
Get all the goss at Andy Raymond Unfiltered. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys, and to our listeners, I hope it's a beauty.